One Nation Party leader Pauline Hanson, who is expected to secure a Senate seat in Queensland, has revived her controversial anti-immigration policies as she revealed her vision for Australia. She has reiterated her call for a royal commission into Islam and declared that her 1996 warning Australia was being swamped by Asians is now a reality. Ms. Hanson is predicting wins for her One Nation Party in states outside of Queensland too. 20 years after taking her seat in Parliament, Pauline Hanson says she's older and wiser. It's clear she's no less controversial. Speaking to the media in Brisbane, Ms. Hanson reiterated her calls for a royal commission into Islam, examining whether it is a religion or a political ideology. She's concerned the growth of Islam is related to too many of the world's problems.
And we've seen it happen in Denmark and England and Germany and France and Tunisia, Egypt, you know, and America, everywhere. Do you want to see terrorism on our streets here? Do you want to see our Australians murdered?
Pauline Hanson wants to see surveillance in mosques and schools in Australia. She wants the Islamic garment, the burqa, to be banned and a halt to Muslim immigration and refugee intake. And she's defended those policies at a heated media conference.
How many of you really get out there and question the imams who actually preach hate towards us and their hatred, you know?
The director of the Muslim Legal Network in New South Wales, Zahia Idris, says the comments are tiresome, outdated and inflammatory.
It's not only not helpful, but actually contrary to what Australia stands for. So taking the approach that we don't want any Muslims, for example, is just a really silly one. The idea that we would over-police a particular community is also pretty ludicrous. We'd like to think that Australians, for the most part, Muslims are we're your neighbours, we're your doctors, we're your lawyers, we're, you know, your friends and your colleagues.
In 1996, in her maiden speech, Pauline Hanson warned Australia was being swamped by Asians, fueling outrage. 20 years on, she stands by that claim.
Well, you go and ask a lot of people in Sydney at Hurstville or some of those other suburbs, they feel that they have been swamped by Asians.
SBS travelled to the Sydney suburb of Hurstville, which has a large Chinese-Australian population, to ask residents their reactions to Pauline Hanson's comments.
She's a waste of oxygen. She's against Muslims, she's against Asians, she's against everybody.
For me, I think we cannot stop the immigration. We need more and more people to hold the Australian economic.
Yeah. I think it's a bit ridiculous. Like, they're coming here to make a home for themselves, to have their families and stuff. They're coming here to make jobs, creating jobs, owning businesses, like they're making money. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Hanson says her views are vindicated by the vote count, claiming she could end up with as many as 6 senators.